Kofem Zayin Siv Gimel. Chita Shanimus is Erev Pesach B'tana Goes Mevusheles. It's Erev Pesach, and you found a piece of wheat in the Tanagoyles and it's cooked together with the Tanagoyles. Mutter Levatel V'Shishim. One is allowed to revatel it. In other words, to rely on the fact that it's both V'Shishim and you can still eat it. And as long as it cooled off before Pesach, you can eat it on Pesach also. If not, if that chita is still inside and it's still hot, then it's going to give new flavor in Pesach itself. Aber Khimmer hat dann gone pet, da war ich hier mit Zeichen, ich habe es nicht in Tam mit Zeichen mit Pet, und habe ich der Marshall, like we said before, if the first time cooked a Tam goes for Pet, and in second side, then he warmed it up again on Pet, and then he found this grain inside of it, the whole thing will be awesome, because since he now reheated it on Pet, it's absorbing the Yisr Mashu of the Chavis. Says the Rambam, Umi v'chimum v'sheni ein lochish, that if you have Chavis product and the kosher Pesach that were put together in a cliche, it's all right. You don't have to be concerned that there was any cooking, because the shin doesn't have the prayer to be mafled to have the juices come out of one to the other. Yesh machmir cliche ni Pesach. The Rambam continues and says that those that say that Pesach was so machmir, even cliche ni asks the toiv lahachmer miyatzel letters by lav hochi lamikri cliche. As long as it's cliche, it's still yatzel letters, but one should be machmer and not use the food that came into contact with chametz over there.